Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As COVID cases in America have dropped 22% in the last 2 weeks, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, on Thursday formally endorsed the use of COVID-19 booster shots from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson for some adults. It should be noted, rare but serious side effects have been reported with the vaccines. Heart inflammation has been discovered after young men were jabbed with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, and a rare type of blood clot most commonly found in 30 to 39-year-old women after receiving the Johnson & Johnson shot. Texas on Thursday asked the Supreme Court to keep in place a law that bans abortions after a heartbeat is detected. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is asking the High Court to ignore the Justice Department's emergency request that they temporarily block the heartbeat law, officially known as SB 8. China will no longer stream Boston Celtics NBA games after player Enes Kanter called President Xi a brutal dictator. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
New Mexico Representative Republican Yvette Harrell has issued a statement regarding the alleged rape of a young woman in Missoula, Montana, by an Afghan man brought to the United States after the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan. Part of the statement read, "Congress, about its lack of thorough vetting, preferred to endanger women and girls rather than fix the problems it has created by flying in over 100,000 Afghans without proper safeguards." End quote. Queen Elizabeth is out of the hospital. Wendy King reports.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has been released from the hospital after spending the night for tests described as preliminary investigations, according to Buckingham Palace. The 95-year-old monarch was admitted to King Edward VIII Hospital after canceling a trip to North Ireland. Her hospital stay was the first in 8 years. She's expected to attend the upcoming Glasgow Climate Change Summit. She's been busy despite the death of her husband, Prince Philip, earlier this year. The Queen is celebrating her 70th year as Britain's monarch.
USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
As President Biden is losing patience with some Americans not getting vaccinated against COVID-19, one lawmaker is saying this is America, and Americans must retain the right to choose. Oklahoma Senator Republican James Lankford on Newsmax is a member of the Homeland Security Committee.
Because they're American people, they're not Chinese citizens, they're American citizens. That's the most basic principle. We as Americans get the opportunity to be able to choose. There is a risk if you take the vaccine. There are some individuals, very small number, that have a very bad negative reaction to it. There are also individuals that get COVID that have very bad reactions to COVID, some even leading to death. So every single family, every individual has got to know their own medical history, where their greatest risk is in getting COVID or taking the vaccine. That is an American-free decision to be able to make. And what Biden is trying to do with his September the 9th speech is to say, I'm losing patience with the American people. Everyone has to do it my way. That's something President Xi would say in China. That's not something we want the President of the United States to be able to say. And he's putting a situation in place where literally frontline workers, people that laid their life on the line to be able to protect their fellow American citizens, are now going to be fired by the President of the United States because they're not doing what he wants when he wants them to do it.
Actor Alec Baldwin shot and killed a cinematographer and injured a director when he fired a prop gun on the New Mexico movie set of the film Rust. Local detectives are investigating how and what type of projectile was discharged. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and great to have Mr. George Barna. I should say Dr. George Barna, with all due respect. George, of course, is... what are you, George? I mean, besides being a humanoid. He's the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Well, it's the Bill and George show, so anything can happen. So just stay with us, because we're going to be talking, you know, trends and cultural noteworthy things that you should be aware of. But anyway, George, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Well, it's good to be with you, and I can't believe you called me doctor. That's the first time you ever respected me. So let's stop the show here. Let's get on with it.
Oh, well, that's it. Should we do a rewind? well, George.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, that's okay. Hey, we're finding. Well, no, that's right. We won't go there, because we need to talk about the shifting worldview among U.S. adults. And you're exactly right in this study. It is setting the stage for continued growth of Marxism, including critical theory, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, the fascinating thing about that is when I tell people that that's what the research is showing, that, you know, their head twists and their eyes screw up a little bit, and they're like, what? And that's because people don't understand what Marxism is. And when they buy into ideas or philosophies or beliefs that are Marxist in their foundation, they don't realize it. So a lot of this is happening unwittingly. People don't realize that they're cozying up to Marxist ideas. They don't think of themselves as Marxist. They don't like the term Marxist. They don't like the some of the things that it conjures up in their mind. And yet in America, because our beliefs are changing, because we are rejecting biblical perspectives, Marxism is filling a lot of that vacuum.
You know, we're being conditioned, there's no doubt. The mainstream media, including social media, the language they're using, the consistency, even in the newsrooms across the country. George, I find myself, when I flip channels, I go, wait a minute, I thought I just changed channel. Why am I hearing the same verbiage on a different network altogether? If that doesn't cause you to take pause to realize that we're being, you know, purposely indoctrinated here, I don't know what does.
Well, and many people don't understand that, you know, we're to some extent the product of our education. And so if you look at a lot of our journalists, they've gone through colleges and universities where many of the professors are Marxist. And in fact, the American Association of University Professors is one of many places, and as long as we're talking about education, so is the National Education Association, the nation's largest teacher union. These are places that advocate critical race theory. And so when they get the opportunity to promote it, they don't think that they're being subversive. They're just doing what comes naturally. This is what they've been taught.
Exactly.
This is what they believe is true. This is what seems natural to them. And so, of course, they're going to pass it on to the rest of us.
Are they true Marxists in a sense, or are they just dumb Marxists like so many, as you say? They don't even realize it's just kind of snuck up on them. They're echoing and parroting the talking points, or is it that diabolical where these professors and that are so indoctrinated but they can't be genuine about it and truthful to say, no, I am a Marxist?
You know, I think a lot of the professors know what they're doing. These are smart people. These are people who spend a lot of time studying, thinking, discussing these kinds of ideas. And this is where ideologies like Marxism spring from. It's often from the university communities. But I think it's entirely different when you start to look at journalists and you start to look at politicians and you look at other individuals. They don't spend as much time thinking. They spend more time reacting. And so they will take what's been bred into them, what they've been indoctrinated with during their schooling, and they run with it now without thinking much about it. Our research does show that when you start to talk more deeply with people about some of the very doctrines of Marxism or postmodernism or Eastern mysticism, whatever it may be, they didn't realize that's where it comes from. They didn't realize the bigger system that it fits into. And when that's laid out for them, more often than not, we certainly found this with socialism. We did a big study on socialism, and we found that a majority of the people who initially said, I prefer socialism to capitalism, once we gave them about a dozen applications of socialism, they said, oh, no, I didn't know that's what it was. I don't want that.
Right, exactly. Well, and what happens in a sense, and I don't mean to insult anybody here, but this is what we have to be careful about in this, you know, alleged intellectual culture in which we live in, is that we end up becoming, you know, what they call the useful idiots, right?
Well, very much so. You know, when you look at what people are focused on, that they want to survive, they'd like to thrive, and so they're trying to jump from that step of simply surviving to thriving. That's what they're focused on. And so when other people are coming at them from the side saying, oh, well, if you want to get there, try this. If you want to get there, this will help you. Often they'll just buy it lock, stock, and barrel without thinking very deeply about it. So we are not a well-educated society in America when it comes to all of these different worldviews that are out right there, you know, vying for our attention and support.
Well, and we stifle our education when we become ideologically fixed, as you and I have discussed previously on several occasions. This is what we have to be careful about, is that we do have to, you know, keep somewhat of an open mind and leave room for an opportunity to have our ideas challenged, because that's where iron sharpens iron. That's where better ideas, you know, come out of the heat of hearty discussion and all those positive things. But if we hold to our own and protect our own emotions and our own perspectives, then we end up dumbing ourselves down and others around us.
Yeah, we do. And recognize that when people tell you, oh, no, we can't debate this, we can't talk about this, that's a right red flag. That's a signal that there's some hocus pocus going on here. And we've got to always be willing to put everything on the table. And as the Apostle Paul said, you know, let's come to this and be reasonable people. Let's discuss it. Let's think it through. Let's understand what is the truth. When somebody tells you, no, we can't examine that, then you know you've got a problem.
Exactly. Well, it's all about being reasonable. And this culture today is not very reasonable.
No. So, you know, when you say to people, as Paul did, you know, to the people in Athens, you know, come, let us reason together. That scares individuals who are trying to put something over on us without us understanding it. It's the same thing that we hear about, Bill, in Congress happening so often, where there's a 2,000-page piece of legislation thrown at legislators overnight, and the Speaker of the House, or somebody else in charge won't allow there to be any debate, any conversation, time for study. Man, that's when you know that somebody's trying to pull something over on you.
Yeah, it's so dangerous on its face. And there's enough history to demonstrate that time and again. And there almost needs to be kind of a work stoppage, or somebody needs to pull the string. You know, like there's some factories, if they see something that's wrong, they all have been authorized to pull the string to stop the process so nothing goes any further. It's like, we need this, right?
It's true. You know, and when you look at something like Marxism, I mean, it's an entire way of life. So you don't want to buy into this without spending a lot of time studying it, talking to other people about it, looking for places in the world where it's worked well, which, by the way, would be a fruitless study.
Right.
There are no such places. Yeah.
Yeah. George, we got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Barna after this. Stay with us.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Thank you.
after the top of the hour. Dr. George Barna is with us. Yes, that's his official title. Whether he likes it or not, we're going to hold to that. He's a professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. And we're talking about a shifting worldview amongst U.S. adults, setting stage for continued growth of Marxist ideas, including critical theory. George, you said that you've identified at least a dozen elements of Marxist ideology. Break that down for our audience.
Yeah, and these are a dozen different elements where at least a third of the American population buy into these things. So we're talking about the idea that there's no absolute moral truth. You know, to Marxists, they believe that you need to turn to the elites. They're the ones who are smart enough to know what's really going on and to give you good guidance. Marxism doesn't believe in God. And therefore, it rejects things like the creation story. They believe in evolution, which has a lot of implications for our lives. It also means that Marxists reject the Bible. They don't believe that it's the Word of God. They don't believe that it's relevant and reliable to the way that we live today. They don't believe that we should be turning to it for guidance. You know, Marxists have a whole different moral agenda. They believe in things like the sexual freedom of human beings. So we ought to be able to have sex with anybody that we want because it's merely part of our personal expression and it enables us to overcome oppression, sexual oppression. Oppression is the lens that Marxism sees everything through. You know, the Bible would see it through the lens of sinners being loved by God. Marxism sees the world as a place where people are oppressed and they have to buddy up with the right people in order to overcome all those different forms of oppression. You can't do that without God at the very center of it.
Well, and the problem with Marxism, it's dynamic, because you can buddy up, you think, with the right people today, but tomorrow they're the wrong people.
Well, it's true. And, you know, of course, that's one of the things that a Marxist system wants to do. It's a tyrannical system. So it wants to put people in place for a long period of time where they can't be challenged. They don't get voted in. They kind of seize power, which is what's so frightening about America today, where you see so many changes taking place. Here in California, we've got people thinking that there are laws in place because we have lawmakers who have spoken of those things, but there are no such laws. They're simply hoping that the people will take their word for it and act accordingly, and before you know it, we've got that kind of tyrannical system.
Well, why not? We've been conditioned. Roe v. Wade was never a law.
And when you start to dismantle the government process that we've all agreed upon, and suddenly you have people in the judiciary who are making policy, that ought to be seen as a nightmare by Americans.
Oh, and without a doubt. And then, of course, this new $3.5 trillion proposed new Green Deal they're talking about, it's much more pernicious because it's, as you referenced, 2,700 pages on its face, but then it sets up another alternative form of governance that is handled by Regulation Nation. And I thought we experienced enough of that under the Obama-Biden years, but I guess not. I guess, we need more beatings, I guess.
Well, yeah. And again, this goes back to the busyness of the American people. Our research, the studies I've been doing for over 30 years have shown that people really don't understand how the American government system works. And so to them, it's almost like what we do with religion, where we compartmentalize it. We've done that with politics, too. We don't worry about politics a whole lot. Most people, some do, but most people don't worry about it until an election cycle or until their tax bill arrives or until there's some other regulation that's going to personally affect them. Then governance matters to them. But until that point, they don't worry about it. So something like this incredible spending bill that's being foisted on us is really an omnibus bill. I mean, it's an accumulation of so many different policies. I don't even know how many there are. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, delving into all kinds of different areas. But it is literally a reshaping of America without the funding for it. And nevertheless, we're going to ask our grandkids, our great-grandkids, and beyond to be paying for these wild ideas that don't even fit the framework or the heart of most Americans if they understand what's going on.
Much less the Constitution. It violates our Constitution on its face. And here it is. You talk about, you know, taxation without representation. How many generations down the road are going to be paying these taxes? And they're not even born yet.
True story. And again, the research shows that when we ask people about the things that are in the Constitution, we're ignorant of the guiding document for our nation. We say that we want freedom. We don't know where it comes from. I mean, originally it comes from God. It was God's idea. And then the founding fathers codified that in the Constitution. But very few Americans have any idea how that works or the relationship between the scriptures and the Constitution.
Well, in case in point, to your earlier point about ignoring things because people are busy, they want to, you know, provide for their families, you know, the market, job market's been all over the place, the economy, we had a little bit of break there for a while, now we're, you know, straining, and then we see that because of inflation, which the Democrats said, oh, was only going to be transitory, it was, you know, it's just a minor little blip, it'd be gone, but what we see is that ain't going anywhere soon. This could be something we live with for the next 2, 3, maybe 5 years. And right now, the average household is spending $175 a month more than it did previously, all because of inflation.
Yeah, you know, Bill, to me, it goes back to that old concept about freedom isn't free. You really have to protect it. You have to keep a solid watch on it. And it reminds me of what Benjamin Franklin once said when, after they had put together the Constitution, it had been signed, a woman came up to him on the street and said, Mr. Franklin, what kind of government is this that you proposed for us? And he said, madam, it's a republic if you can keep it.
Exactly.
And that's the key, is that we have to keep it. It doesn't just happen by voting every couple of years or every 4 years and sending people across the country, or in our case, California up to Sacramento or wherever state capital is. That doesn't do the job. It's really up to us as the citizens to be aware and to keep our representatives' feet to the fire. Know
exactly
what they're doing. Know what they believe. Know what they're passing on our behalf, because long after they're out of office, we're going to be paying the price for the choices they made.
You know, George, the three most important words in our Constitution is we the people. And we the people is really, you know, it is a spiritual idea and concept of responsibility. And when, you know, the further you move away from God, you don't understand what we the people represents and your responsibility. I mean, this is, in a sense, it comes with a commandment and a responsibility for the governance of our country. And when you subordinate that to the ruling elite, such as we have today, you've got the America of the 21st century that we're experiencing, all nightmares included.
Yeah, and what people tend not to understand about Marxism is that it doesn't respect God because it doesn't believe in God, but it also doesn't respect humanity because it believes that there is an elite group of individuals who are literally superior. Gee, does this remind you of any kind of a nation in the past that started a war and exterminated millions of people? Well, it's that same kind of mindset where we don't respect people. Only the elites are worthy of respect. And the only responsibility that you, as a quote-unquote citizen, really it's more a subject of the nation, have is to submit to those elites. And so basically what Marxism does is it removes your freedoms, and it says somebody else is more qualified than you to make the decisions about your life. Simply give your power to them, give them the authority, and it's all going to work out. That's not the kind of nation I want to live in.
Exactly. Well, it's the big exchange. My God for their God, which is not a God. I mean, it's an institution, but that essentially what it is, because we have to worship something. We're designed to worship something. And this has been the problem, you know, throughout the history of man, is at times we find ourselves worshiping the wrong thing at our great peril. And here we stand at that door and we're knocking rather irresponsibly, in my humble opinion, Dr. George. Yes, he's the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, as always, appreciate the time. God bless, sir. Take care.
Good to be with you, Bill. Thanks.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As COVID cases in America have dropped 22% in the last 2 weeks, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, on Thursday formally endorsed the use of COVID-19 booster shots from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson for some adults. It should be noted, rare but serious side effects have been reported with the vaccines. Heart inflammation has been discovered after young men were jabbed with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, and a rare type of blood clot most commonly found in 30 to 39-year-old women after receiving the Johnson & Johnson shot. Texas on Thursday asked the Supreme Court to keep in place a law that bans abortions after a heartbeat is detected. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is asking the High Court to ignore the Justice Department's emergency request that they temporarily block the heartbeat law, officially known as SB 8. China will no longer stream Boston Celtics NBA games after player Enes Kanter called President Xi a brutal dictator. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bill Martinez here. You know, troubles and difficulties are inevitable, right? You know, no one is exempt from pain this side of heaven. Answers are not only sought to relieve pain, but to provide a reason for the existence of the problem, right? That's the way my mind works. It's like, I want to know, I want to get to the root. You know, what caused this? What can we do about it, right? Well, John Tellman's new book, along with Carrie, I hope I'm saying this right, Poca, or it could be Pacha. Anyway, they're very good friends. And they have co-authored this brilliant book, The Book of Easy Answers. Oh, and if you needed another one. But this is really, this really surmises. I mean, for all his background as a co-author and pastor and educator with 26 years of experience, these are the very questions that I think have haunted him personally, as well as the co-author and those that have come to him from time to time for counseling. John Tellman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Nice to be with you.
Well, the Book of Easy Answers for the questions you wish you didn't have to ask, but inquiring people still want to know, right?
Absolutely, they do. One of the frequent things is questions people bring to me as a pastor and counselor. So we're looking for answers. All of us are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, like you say, starting off at chapter one, let's just go and we'll go down through as many as we get time, the time will allow. The joy of the Lord. How do I find joy in trouble?
That seems so impossible. But the Apostle Paul said to the Colossian church from a Roman prison in the first century, he said, I rejoice in my sufferings, because he saw that there was a lot more than just his immediacy, his physical body. but he saw there was so much more. And we're trying to help people understand that there's so much more than just this one event that happened in your life.
Exactly. And he says later on in James that you consider it joy, all joy, whenever you face trials, no matter what, right? So, but you see, this goes back to the foundational issue. If you're connect, if you're not connected to God and his son specifically, you don't have the code. You don't have the code to give you that joy that outlasts the trial, right?
Absolutely. And when people are asking these questions, and the most frequent question is why to our problems and troubles, they're asking the wrong question. They're not even looking for an answer. But what we propose is to ask the question, who is God in my situation?
Right. Right, exactly. Yeah, I used to have a saying in my office, John. Remember that old anonymous saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal? I specifically changed that to say obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off his goal. And,
that's good.
Right? And that really helped me with that focus and that thought that you're just sharing with us, is that if you're asking the right question, then you'll get the right answer, you know, because also when James says that sometimes we ask, but we don't get the answer because we don't ask the correct, in so to speak, in modern vernacular, we don't ask for the right thing in the right way.
And it will be an easy answer if you ask the right question.
Yeah. And it's amazing because you sit there and go, wait a minute, I've been struggling with this for years, John, and why all of a sudden it's so easy? But it's just, that's part of the searching out and the reward of searching out. It's not like God's trying to play hide and seek with you. It's just that we've got to get ourselves out of the way to be able to understand the eternal economy, don't we?
Yes, and we don't minimize the troubles and the problems. I mean, pain are an indicator of something that's wrong, something that shouldn't be happening right now. But the thing is, how do we approach those problems is key. And how do we find the solutions to the problems? There's times, like in the book, I mentioned on Christmas Day, I went to the Kansas City Children's Hospital to meet a family who were grieving. And I got off the elevator, and the first thing I heard was wailing and moans and weeping of people because the mother and three young sons perished in the fire. Now, I had to sit there with them on Christmas Day most of the day and just weep. I had nothing I could offer them at that moment. But in time, they would be asking, who is God in my situation?
Yeah. Right. Well, and that's the thing. Sometimes in our humanity, we rush to the answer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But we need to slow down. And as you say, and ask that most preeminent question of, you know, who is God, where is God? And, and that's sometimes we want to know because we don't like pain. And especially in this current culture we live in, we want instantaneous solutions, don't we?
Absolutely. We're trying to avoid pain. But it's our contention in the book, too, that we can avoid so much pain if we keep our eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12:2. It's very simple. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Does that mean that you won't suffer? Yes, you'll suffer. You will have problems, but you will find so much help that you can't even imagine. You can't even picture it in your mind just how much help you're going to get if you fix your eyes on Jesus.
Yeah, and it's amazing, John, because as you read the Old Testament and you hear how these prophets were persecuted, they were put in stocks. I mean, people don't understand what that sensation is. I mean, you know, for those of us that deal with claustrophobia, the idea of being restrained like that, we'd be bonkers. There would not be enough therapy to get us on the other side to overcome something like this, seriously. But, but yet here's the prophets who are, you know, restrained and constrained and in all sorts of manner of torture and what have you by these people that didn't want to hear the message. I mean, it was like they might even been, you know, the ones that were killed were probably thankful they were killed and not having to go through all this brutal, you know, torture that was, you know, happening in the time of day. But you read how they endured. And to your point, You know, their eyes were on God, and God gave them what they needed so that they could sustain that, you know, that type of persecution, which is amazing. I mean, you know, because, you know, by comparison, you know, we break a nail and we're crying and complaining about it. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, you try to put it in perspective and say, okay, you know, like right now, I mean, our country, we've, you know, for those of us born and raised here and have enjoyed the benefits of freedom and all that America stands for in this American dream, you know, now the heat's being turned up a bit. And, you know, we have Christian persecution left and right, and things are happening in such a way. I mean, you know, parents who are concerned about their kids and what they're being trained. Another father who's upset because his daughter is raped at school. Are you kidding me? And now, you know, parents, because they're voicing their opinion and saying, wait a minute, I got a problem with this. Now they're being maligned as domestic terrorists. And, you know, this is where it all starts, right, John? I mean, where the persecution just starts. And they just start amping it up, and it gets worse and worse. So it's not necessarily that it's going to be better, but these are all warning signals, and it's not like God didn't warn us before. These are warning signals right now that this is all imminent.
I frequently remind my congregation that you're more than physical bodies. You're a living soul. God has honored you with more than just the physical, temporal, but eternity. And I remind them that even these little things that Paul talked about are only temporary. So focus on Him who is eternal. Keep your health and your hope and your help grounded in Jesus Christ.
Right. We talk about the armor of God. This is something I pray every day, sometimes several times a day, John. It's just out of routine. It's the weapons of our warfare to fight the spiritual battle that you're talking about. Because when you're eternally focused, guess what? You're going to be dealing more in that realm than you are the temporal, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is the truth. It really is. Because you're seeing more than just what's in front of your eyes. Because, again, do words hurt? Yes, they hurt us very much, but they're not physical. There's so much more that's involved in life. So if we can get beyond that, we can see these answers so intrinsically helping us along the road, every step that we take.
Well, the challenge with the armor of God, John, in my experience, is how do we utilize it? How do we become efficient and experts in the use of the armor of God, right?
Absolutely. Well, part of it, too, as the armor of God, we have to understand it's God's ownership. It's His armor. It's nothing that we're making, nothing that we're crafting.
Well, going to break. We got to go to break. More from John at first.
Absolutely.
Remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here in our conversation with John Tellman, the co-author, pastor, educator with 26 years of experience. He's co-author of the Book of Easy Answers that he has written with his friend. And I may have butchered Carrie's name the first time before
That's
you came
right.
on.
No problem.
Carrie, is it Pacha?
Pocha.
Go ahead. Pocha, okay.
Pocha, yeah.
Pocha, okay. The Book of Easy Answers for the questions you wish you didn't have to ask, but hey, look at this side of heaven. These are good questions to ask, and God has the answers, and that's what we need to appreciate. John, on break, you had mentioned, you know, some people are kind of surprised at the reach of this radio show. Yes, we happen to be in over 300 markets across the country, but internationally, we have a growing international audience that we're so grateful for, and we're glad they're tuning in. You said that, what was it, your brother-in-law listens to us?
Yes, Bill, my brother-in-law, Mark Wicks, who is mm-hmm. a missionary in the Philippines, he actually connected me with your program, and he says they listen to it frequently, and it's a favorite in the Philippines.
Oh, that's very cool. Well, tell him that he blessed me, and I appreciate that. And I'm glad that we're a blessing for them and the people in the Philippines and there. And also, as a reminder, you know, at our website at BillMartinezShow.com, all, you know, copies of these interviews, you know, your interview is going to be there on our website that people can download, share with their friends and neighbors, pass it around absolutely free. We don't need your email. I don't need your credit card. We're givers, and we believe in paying it forward. So enjoy and be blessed, especially with the things that we're talking about today, John Tellman. You know, the work that you and Carrie have put into this book is, speaking of being a blessing, it absolutely is. Let's talk about, in chapter 3, you talk about the fruit of the Spirit. How can I go on?
Yes. Well, one of the things that we did with each chapter is we took it from the point of view that it is ownership of God, like the joy of the Lord, the armor of God, the fruit of the Spirit, the grace of God, the King, the mercy and justice of God. All these things are from a Creator who has such benevolence and such care and love for His people. So when we do suffer, we have some advocate we can go to, someone who helps us specifically with whatever uniquely we're facing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you talk about the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, would not come until he left. But the Holy Spirit had to come. And with the Holy Spirit came gifts of the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. Now, help people understand what the fruit of the Spirit, why it's so important.
Well, the fruit of the Spirit is evidentiary of what is happening on the inside. I mean, I look at myself as a sower of seed. I'm not a reaper. I really don't reap. I sow seed all over the place, just lots and lots and lots. But the evidence of that growth and fruit and life is what comes after the sun and the soil and everything else has been going on. So what we find out is that through God, through what his love and his compassion and his work in our lives brings out of us is fruit if we're connected to him. And Jesus talked a lot about that in the Gospel of John, about how we need to be connected to him. Once we are disconnected, there's so much that can happen that will bring destruction and inevitably bring death.
Yes, exactly. And that's key, that we can self-inspect our own fruit. I mean, where's the love? Where's the joy? Where's the peace? Where's the patience, right?
Uh-huh.
The self-control,
uh-huh,
right on down. And, you know, to meditate on those good things that are good and noble things as opposed to, you know, the things that this culture is selling to us, right?
That's right. What we want to do is we want to keep our focus again on God. And see, as I read the Bible, I notice that on every page, God is the topic. He is the subject. He is the one that we focus on. So when the trouble comes, when the problems come, and we're looking for answers, we ought to immediately look to God. God, what's happening? Ask those what questions, how questions, or even the who question. Leave the why question for later on, much later down the road.
Right, exactly. And as a warning, I will say this to people that this may be new to, and they say, you know, John, I'm going to try this. I really am going to understand that this is a process that leads to proficiency, and much like utilizing the full armor of God. You're not going to be exactly proficient. That's my prayer every day, as I mentioned. Not only that I utilize and put on the full armor of God, but that the Holy Spirit would draw me to awareness and knowledge to where I could be most effective. That you want to be like the black belt, the 10-degree black belt of the full armor of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the same way with the utilization and the understanding of the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, Carrie is a black belt in Taekwondo.
Okay. So he's channeling me as we speak here to make sure we
there
get a little bit of martial arts lingo in here along with the spiritual. Well, there's nothing wrong with it because it is, in and of itself, it is a law that God established, right? And, you know, the basic principles of Taekwondo and martial arts, you know, that's a whole sermon that could preach for months, if not years, probably.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the grace of God. In chapter 4, you say the grace of God, or what help is there for me?
Well, I love that word grace that we translate from the Greek word charis. And charis is where we get the word charismatic from. And some people view someone who is gregarious as charismatic, but the root is charis, and it actually means God's help and influence. And we are saved, according in Ephesians 2, we're saved by God's help and influence in our lives. And his grace, it's not just him winking at my sin, but it's God actually working in my life. And God's able to help each one of us, no matter what, as we just surrender to him, say, God, help me, and go to him, ask, seek, knock, and call upon his name, because he is more than good. He is more than gracious. He's more than kind to help us in every trouble that we have.
You know, because God is a just God, and
yes,
when he designed us, and this is something, John, that God has been showing me, and it keeps coming up time and again, that he was there even before we were born, as he was knitting us in our mother's womb, the Bible says.
Yeah.
And as he's doing that, he's putting just the right amount of this and that and special elements that are elements to fulfill our God-given destiny.
Yeah.
And he champions that cause. And so regardless of the sin, he knows we're going to mess up. I mean, that's why Jesus came. If he didn't, if he didn't know we were going to mess up, then Jesus was irrelevant, right? There was no reason to sacrifice his son on the cross. But he knew that, and he gave us the solution. He gave us the remedy. But meanwhile, in knowing God experientially, as we go through these trials and we see, though I messed up, God was right there for me. His grace, as you say, his grace covered my sin and got me through, because he's still championing our cause, that cause that he put into our very spirits, into the very sinews of our bodies as he was assembling us in our mother's womb. Is that cool?
Oh, yeah. And Bill, Charis, God's help and holy influence in our lives is not passive. Like when some people think that grace is God winking at our sin. Oh, God loves Bill a lot more than he loves John. No, not at all. God is not passive. He's working in our lives. And if folk would understand that, the answers would be so much more within our grasp. They would be there. They would be near us, because he is our help with every step. And he's not only that, but he influences us in wonderful ways so that we will respond to him if we don't resist him.
Yeah. John, a couple minutes left here. One of the questions you pose, how can I follow an invisible God?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. How can I follow an invisible God? It's a really good question. And there are people out there that really, they go, wow, this God thing sounds like a good thing, but how can I follow an invisible God? Well, first of all, we have a hard time with scope. Okay. I can't even understand that 7 to 8 billion people. I just can't understand it. My mind cannot comprehend it. We comprehend things through relationship, not through scope. And relationship with God will help us to understand. Jesus came in the flesh, and he brought to us that connection with this invisible God. And the beauty of who he is makes us know who God is. Hebrews, the first chapter, talks about God speaking to humanity by the Son, by Jesus Christ. And there's nothing like this one, this holy, perfect, wonderful, kind, compassionate one to help us through our trouble.
Well, you bring up a good point here in terms of scope versus relationship. The scope is, the driving force of those that say there's too much population here on the earth, that the earth cannot sustain 7-8 million people. Relationship says no, each one of those bring glory to God. They're a manifestation of his grace and mercy. And what he has created, the fulfillment of that whole process and being able to sustain 8 million, could be 10 million people down the road yet. Is there.
Yes.
But we need to look to God. We can't look to the Bill Gates and the other other aspects of humanity for the answer. God solely is the answer. John Tellman, congratulations on the book. It'll be linked on our website.
First,
we decide
where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.